This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your breath, here we are. Well, you can if you want. See how long you have. You ever done that, Jay? How long have you held your breath without taking a new breath? Have you ever tested, like, in the bathtub? Yeah, I did that the other night just because I wanted to take a bath.
Just to see?
Yeah, just to see. Yeah. Right. So, have you done that?
Yeah, well, I do, but I can't hold my breath very long because of my asthma. Like, no, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a pool, how long can you hold your breath underwater? Yeah, you have to always try it.
Yep, exactly. The leader in innovation. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here as we lead you into a new hour, new day of thought. Are you getting it right? What is it that you want to learn today? What do you want to know today? You want to know what's going on, right? That's what we talk about. What matters? Things that are cooking, things that are here, things that are around us. And so we get to, I don't know if we can, we're influencers. That's what some people in the social media world call us. We're supposed to be influencers. I don't know what that means. Do you think you influence anybody? You want to just influence Jack to make sure he's okay. I mean, Jack. Mac, make sure. I'm thinking about Jack Stockton.
Yeah.
Right?
Be an example. Lead by example.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, exactly. All right. So here's somebody who doesn't lead by example, or the example of him and what he's done in terms of corruption. How do you keep somebody on the Supreme Court who is as corrupt as Clarence Thomas is? Apparently, well, he's never been charged and he hasn't been through the system, so people could say, well, he's really not, because he hasn't been proven guilty of all kinds of things. Well, there are a lot of people who are looking at this guy, and mostly the attention that he calls to himself is just that. He calls the attention to himself by being corrupt or corruptible. And his wife, I don't know what her story is, but she's no prize in my book. But this is just me. I'm telling you what's going on and what it leads to, okay? So the Supreme Court, with the various politicizations of Trump and of Biden and of all recent, you know, go back to George Bush, the father, when he put, one of the worst things that he did was put Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. And all of the things that, you know, I thought at first that the lady that accused him of, Anita Hill, that was her name, all those accusations, I thought that was a trumped up thing. But the more I learn about Clarence Thomas, the more I think and see, is it true that the news media is sort of ganging up on him now and he's becoming an example, or because he's a black Supreme Court justice, that the people who are in certain social media institutions want to get rid of him just because he's black? Nobody would accuse me of that because of my track record. I'm focused on him because I think he has corrupted or is corrupting the Supreme Court. And it's one of the reasons that the Supreme Court is less trusted now than it ever has been. When you look at some of the institutions that are a part of the landscape, whether it's organized commercial industrial religion, or whether it's the public school system, or whether it's organized labor, the Supreme Court, the presidency, Congress, you name it. Congress is always on the bottom of the list. There's no, you know, that's in my entire lifetime. Do you know that only 7% of the people in America, according to the latest, there are two or three polls, the Pew poll, there's a Gallup poll, and I forgot the other one that I saw, but they all basically bring you to the same conclusion. 7% of the population, and these are deep polls with thousands of people being polled. 7% trust Congress. 23%. What's that?
That sounds about right.
7%. Yep.
Yeah.
23% have trust in the presidency itself, and that usually goes back to whoever the president is. So at the moment, it's 23%. Only 25% of Americans polled said they had faith that the Supreme Court was on the up and up. 28% believe the leaders of organized labor, the labor movement, are the labor is corrupt and always has been. The leaders of these unions, because there's so much money in their retirement funds, very corruptible. 28% think the public schools are doing a good job. And let's see here. 31% say that they have a lot of confidence in whatever their religious affiliation is. That's a pretty sucky overview of what we think of our institutions. And so the reason I bring that up is because Clarence Thomas and the acceptance of all these gifts from various donors here and there, to be fair, liberals never liked Thomas, so they always were looking at ways of taking him apart. So I'm not a liberal, and I'm not after Thomas because I think he's a terrible judge. I don't think he's that smart. I don't think he's a good justice. I think there are others that are much better than he. But anyway, so if you're on the right side of things, you probably think Thomas is a great justice, and you think this is being overcooked, and that the New York Times is after him, and that's probably all true. I don't know that it's overcooked. The New York Times isn't objective, so, you know, what do you... But then there are a lot of other... The consequence of having a free press is that there are a lot of people looking at him because he has a pattern of behaving in a way that other justices now are calling attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the problem is. It's not the news media, but other people on the Supreme Court, both Republican or right-wing members of the court and left-wingers, the whole business of what he's up to, he's been pretty open about being corrupted, frankly. And then his wife didn't help him out any because of her claims about the election. So,
well, and that's one of those things, too. And I think that in a lot of the quote-unquote witch hunt with Donald Trump and trying to get him for something, we're uncovering a lot of the fact that we already know that there is corruption in politics. And it is not okay.
It lends itself to
corruption. Been okay. Yes. And I think that with the whole thing of Donald Trump and everybody going after him, it's opening the door of, well, it can't just be about Donald Trump. There are other people. We need to look into everybody. We need to, or at least they need to start looking into everybody. And there should get to a point where it shouldn't be so corrupt. It should be trusted. We cannot. There are jokes about politicians and being so corrupt, and everyone just kind of laughs it off. But that's fact. That's reality.
Yeah. So how do you run a country this well, I mean this large, well, with that kind of feelings about our institutions? Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, to go back to Thomas for a minute, is one of the critics of Thomas. And he says that, among other things, that the stuff that Thomas is doing is part of what the country is experiencing. The polarized political environment comes from stuff like that. Amy Coney Barrett gave a speech in which she said she and her colleagues were not a bunch of partisan hacks. Of course they are. To a point, some are more than others. I don't look at Roberts as... A lot of the right-of-center folks think he's a big disappointment because he's not a hardcore righty. But that's, you're not, the whole idea of the Supreme Court or any court of justice or anybody who's a judge is to get at the truth, the middle of the, and I use interpret in quotation marks, but to deal with what's on a page, words on a page. What do those words mean? And the sad thing is that because the system has become so corrupted by political leanings that your political leanings go into the makeup of how it is that you interpret words on a piece of paper, which is craziness. Anyway, there are some people that want to get Thomas off the bench, and then that'd be a big fight because, again, the right-wingers think that he's the world's greatest. There's this guy, Harlan Crowe, who's a big real estate guy from the Dallas area, James. Do you know this guy, Harlan Crowe? Is he well known?
The name sounds familiar.
There's a real estate company called Trammell Crow, which owns lots of apartments, and I think he's one of the partners. That's why it's called Trammell Crow.
Right.
In the Washington area, as a matter of fact, all around Silver Springs, that area. Anyway, so now he's given a lot of art to Thomas. He's accepted a lot of gifts like that and trips and all kinds of stuff. This isn't just the New York Times, although the LA Times is no better in terms of being objective. But they did tell a story about Thomas accepting gifts. He was called out in 2004 because of what he's been doing. Apparently, the Supreme Court is supposed to file annually what they've been given. Thomas has been less than forthcoming about that. Whether this is a trip down memory lane with Thomas, the reason the IRS is after him is because he failed to report $686,000 in income that his wife has earned from the Heritage Foundation. This is another question. This is a non-profit organization that is aimed at looking at the issues of the day and coming up with ways to handle suggestions from either side. I used to have a lot of respect for the Heritage Foundation. We used to go there every year and do a broadcast. Not anymore. They'll do anything for money. There's a lot of stuff that she's been getting from Hillsdale College Michigan Christian School out there. He did report, $100,000 in income from a real estate company, but apparently the real estate was given to him. It seems kind of murky. Anyway, he's had basically millions of dollars in gifts from others. And so just to give you an idea, the second highest amount filed by anybody that was on the Supreme Court in terms of gifts, Sandra Day O'Connor, who received $5,825 of value in gifts in her last year. So stack that up against hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you see how he's corrupted and how the system gets corrupted. And that is a lot of food for thought and one more reason to be skeptical, unfortunately, about how we run our country. 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Now 23 after the hour, talk radio review time. Jake Kirshner, Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen to review what you are saying and feeling and thinking about some of the issues, the comment line, which is easily accessible. All you got to do is go to gooddayshow.com. If you are following us on Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, actually. Twitter is at Good Day On Air. So the first question, Jay, is who do you feel would be a solid candidate at this point? When I was going through this, Jennifer, I went through the stats that I saw one of the days this week where Trump was one and DeSantis was two and, you know, all the other stuff.
It seems that, depending really on what
no
news you look at, it's
exactly
wild. There are wild swings on not only the Republican side, which two people favor there, but also whether or not people would support Joe Biden or someone else on the Democrat side. So it's
someone else wins on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a someone else now. His very first challenger's in the ring. Did you hear?
No.
Marianne Williamson is back to challenge Joe Biden.
Oh, is she good? Okay, she's an interesting character.
I knew you'd
I know
be excited.
You she's a fruitcake, but she's all right. She can't be. I mean, you look at some of these other names here. Vivek Ramaswamy?
No, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Him too.
Keep an eye on him. He's really smart. Yes.
Where is he from? I never heard of him before this week.
He's a venture capitalist. He's created a ton of businesses in biotech and in the medical industry.
Really?
He's written books called Woke Inc., a couple of other titles that were bestsellers. And he has been
a Republican or a Democrat?
He's
or
a Republican. Yeah. And he's 37 years old. And he talks about something pretty fantastic. He talks about the return of meritocracy, which I think for many people, we think that that's what's killing us. It's snuffing out everything, this quest for equity. We're not talking about equality, but equity, where pretty much everybody is the same, right?
Yeah.
Instead of celebrating people's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he's, I think he'll be interesting. We'll see how he does.
All right. So what comments do we have from our listeners here? Is there anything in here? Oh, I'm looking at the same names.
Yeah, it seems like it's the same names over and over. Steve Lovely says DeSantis likes Trump, but feel he's burned too many bridges. David Ham says Donald Trump. He would stop the madness down at our southern border.
That's
Dan
all
Mueller.
He'd do.
Dan Moeller says Tulsi Gabbard. However, we have Lynn Charlene, who is like Doug Steffen for president, or Jay as a VP, and even kick Doug out and have Jen as president.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, Jen would be a good president. Yeah, Jen and Jay for president. Yeah,
We'll just have the Jays. Vote Jay.
All right, vote for Jays.
Vote
All right,
Jays.
What else
really
have we got?
Often.
The metal sphere on the beach in Japan. What is it?
And yeah, we had to break some of the tension of the week, so we had some fun with this one. Wrong answers only. What is that metal sphere? Greg Donahoe says it's a shot put. A really strong guy was practicing in Guam, and it went really, really
from
hard.
From Zeus.
All right, Thor.
Tim Lowe says it's remains of the Death Star.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yep. Stephen Jay said it's a prehistoric hamster exercise ball.
That's pretty
kind
good.
Of.
Yeah. Our good old friend Maria Francesca Trilogy said, aliens came to test the waters and forgot some of the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha McCoy called it a giant robotic rabbit feces. Can I say the word that she said?
Rabbit turd? Sure, why not?
Okay.
I don't know. That was very explicit on her part. I mean, you know.
Good for you, Miss.
Well, don't want to live in that brain.
I don't know. I think that's the winner. Or maybe this one. Chris Bape. Biolacino said it's Pokemon. Come on, guys.
Pokemon.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people that... See, that sort of thing I find much more interesting to talk about than any of this other stuff. Even though I'm not doing... the Good Day Show is not a typical... we have issues, but we don't have the same old issue. Once in a while, I'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but only from the point of view of, you know, just what a character... or who is she a caricature of, in a manner of speaking? I don't take her seriously. But there are a lot of other things going on
with her. Give it up.
No, not. I think she's interesting.
Fine line between love and hate.
All right,
love and loathing.
28 after here.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports. And many.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. Two sides reached a settlement totaling $787 million. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to football.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
After the hour now on the universally accepted and award-winning Doug Stephan Good Day program. The award winner is... Jay Kirshner, who's here on the Good Day program, the Good Day download, all of the celebrations of life that we go through every day, yesterday and the day before and the day before that. We had celebrations, right? There are these celebrations every day. There's something to celebrate. And so celebrate with us. Every once in a while, today I seem to be on a toot about... When people ask me, what's the program about? They don't know anything about the program. I say, well, it's about issues of the day. Yeah, I guess it kind of does. And so what I want is to have all of us feel like we're in the winner's circle, right? We all should be. And so we think that we're there if we have people. The crown jewel of creation these days seems to be where you politically position yourself, much as anything else. And so there's so much more to life But every once in a while, some of the reality of this stuff just sinks in, and I find looking at these people, it isn't that I'm rejoicing at them being clowns, but, you know, they indulge in the dance of life in a way that makes them look like they think that they are on the top of the heap, right? They want you to notice them. They want you to know that they have, well, there are people, never mind the politicians. You all know someone in your life who wants to live in a bigger house, drive a bigger car, has a very expensive cell phone, you know, whatever. So does that make them, what does that do for them other than they feel good about themselves? Maybe that's good, and if they feel like it, that's fine. It's their money. They should do what they want. But I'm not impressed. Sometimes they do it, too. I know, well, anyway, I was going to tell a story. I'm not going to tell that story. At any rate, here's the latest from Ron DeSantis, who is another one of these people. And, you know, everybody talks about outside of Florida. Oh, I love him in Florida. Well, there's a story in the Miami Herald today that would give you cause to think that not everybody in Florida really likes DeSantis or thinks that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, remember there, we talked about the, I just had it in my head. What's the name of that? James, you found it. The name of the group that was running the Disney, the various towns, something.
Reedy Creek.
That's it. Thank you. Reedy Creek. So there's this has been going on for a couple of months. And basically, DeSantis was trying to squeeze Disney. And Disney, the people that run Disney are obviously smarter. They've got a lot more money, even though the state seems to have unending sources of money to go after people. Disney's got more. And I'm no fan of Disney. You know that from listening to me for years. I don't like the way I don't like the corporate, the belligerence. But at any rate, this is just a good story between a couple of entities that are trying to gain control. So the governor has sort of proclaimed, he's against corporate welfare, right? This is egregious that Disney has all of these breaks and we shouldn't, so we're going to fix them. We're going to stop the special deal for corporations like Disney. We're going to get them. Okay. So he manages to break up, at least temporarily, the Disney hold on this county that they basically created in Orlando that was nothing in the 60s but vacant land. They bought it for nothing under a bunch of different corporations to keep it quiet. And then they put it all together under the management of a group called Reedy Creek. So for years they were happy in the state of Florida, you know, getting a lot of dough from Disney, you know, billions of dollars. But then DeSantis comes along and says, you know what? These guys have invaded Florida. They have ruined this part of the state, and we're going to go get them. Okay, so he goes after them, and he gets the committee in the Florida House. I didn't realize this at the beginning, but I dug around it a little bit, Jay, and I just saw how it all came to be. And so he dismantles Reedy Creek, and he puts his own people, a bunch of yahoos, in charge of the operation of this particular entity that basically controls the Disneyland in Florida. Well, along comes Disney, and they find some law that goes back to 1893 or something that says you can't do this anyway. They outdid DeSantis, and basically they've gone back to the way that it was before. And so the Miami Herald today is looking into what it is that DeSantis is doing now. He's trying to go after them in a different way. He's spending, they refer to it as revenge. And part of it is the don't say gay thing, which I think has been overblown. I don't know what you think of this, Jay, but I think this has been taken out of context. Again, it's not that I'm going to apologize for liking or disliking DeSantis, but mm-hmm. I think it's been, as happens with liberal media, this has been played up and played over. It's gone way beyond what it really was all about. So, you know, one way or the other. But the thing about DeSantis is he keeps doing all of this stuff from his bully pulpit to call attention to himself with lots of bravado. And yet, he seemed to be pretty thin-skinned when it came to the reality that the Disney thing didn't work. So now he's going to fix them again by going, he's got a new legislative push to try to control Disney, with the state having oversight powers over the way they operate their business. What are you, nuts? There's nothing better to do. There's no crime in Florida. There's nobody on welfare that's on the streets. And well, you don't have other problems. You're going to go after Disney. All it does is it calls attention to him because he's running for higher office. That's all this does. Does nothing else. So anyway, the battle continues, and the people, it's amusing to watch, I suppose, as much as anything else. Disney is the largest employer in the state of Florida. What do you want to screw them up for?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to screw them up for? There's plenty not to like about Disney. But, again, DeSantis has nothing better to do than to play this game. Come on. It is a game, right? It really is. All right, Speaking of political games, all right, one more. Today does seem to be policy and politics day. There are a bunch of Republicans on the Judiciary Committee that say no. Senator Difi, who's been out for 6 months or so, I don't know what her problem is. She got some physical or something's wrong, and so she is out. And so the Democrats wanted to put another Democrat on the Judiciary Committee so they can push through some of Biden's judges and that sort of thing. Hmm. And the Republicans said, nope, sorry. We're not letting you put somebody else in there. So, you know, is it pettiness? Is it politics? Yeah. Can we do without some of the judges if they're the tone and temper of some of the people that Biden has selected for judges? I think we can probably do without some of them for a while, although the backlogs and cases, again, back to what I've said many times here and even today, all the systems are broken because they're too political. Judges and
And also just to not go back too far, but also good for her for acknowledging that she had mental decline and her fitness to serve just wasn't there. And a lot of people, I think, push through regardless because they think they're supposed to. And we are seeing an uptick of people saying, hey, I'm not fit to do this job. And that's okay to say. And that's okay. Yeah. And let's get somebody else in here who is.
Yep. I agree. All right. Let's relax for a moment and talk about this black bear that decided to visit a fellow who was out lounging at home, out in his porch. Guy comes face to face with a rather large black bear. His name is David Oppenheimer, not the bear, but the fellow who was on the porch in his lounge chair. Can you imagine a bear being named, there's Oppenheimer the bear?
I was just thinking that it's only a matter of time before there's a cartoon bear named David Oppenheimer.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, so he lives in Asheville, nice town, very nice town, North Carolina. He was in his yard, got an alert from his home camera system to see who was nearby or what was nearby. And the coast looked clear. He looked at the cameras. He didn't see anything. So he went back out. He went back outside. And seconds later, he came face to face with a big black bear.
It was like right there. And he was scrolling through his phone, not thinking anything of it. Sees something out of his peripheral and was like, wait, what?
What's this? So anyway, they made eye contact, apparently, and it wasn't love at first sight. It might have been love at first bite if he hadn't been a little quicker. He says this bear apparently has been in his backyard before, and it cleaned out a bird feeder, and it was trying to get through the trash cans. See, what's happening now across that state and across the country, as developments become more invasive, the animals like bears and all the other animals, deer and coyotes and you name it, the population sees more of these things. They get scared, but you're on their land.
Well, yeah, and
you're taking up their space.
And, so this is in their neighborhood, they're so used to seeing them pretty regularly, yeah. And the bears are apparently used to the humans, so it's one of those, like, they don't bother them.
Right.
We don't bother you. Everything's right. Okay.
Yep. Right. Okay, here's the story. We got time for the grandmother in Detroit who's raising 12 of her daughter's children. Her daughter had 12 children. 12. She gave birth to the last one and died. So now this grandmother is taking care. Her name is Patricia Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y. She said, what am I going to do? Her daughter was 35. She died during childbirth.
Yeah.
So where are the 12 children going
to
go?
She doesn't want the siblings to be split up, and she feels nope. Like their only option is to raise them herself. And
yep.
They ranged in age from 3 months old is the youngest.
19.
There were complications yeah. with a C-section, which is yeah. what killed the mom.
Yeah.
And then the oldest is 19, yeah.
How about that, boys and girls? What do you think? I just can't imagine having 12 children, I guess, as much as anything else. And then this grandmother, God love her, takes the responsibility of raising the children.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had another pregnancy story. A singer named Jesse James Decker has a pregnant sister. They said she was made to clean up a mess that her children made on a flight. I don't understand what the big problem is here. They were humiliated on a United Airlines flight. The children got sick, right? So
her sister, her name is Sydney, she's 31, she's pregnant, and was traveling with her 2-year-old and 5-year-old, and there was a layover. And on the first flight, they were given popcorn, and they had held it over until the second flight. And then some of the popcorn ended up in the aisle, and the flight attendant came over with stuff to clean up the popcorn, saying that Sydney had to clean up the popcorn. She had to clean up after her children, so she was on her hands and knees cleaning up the popcorn. Which, on the one hand, yeah, clean up after your kids, but at the same time, she is pregnant. Somebody else get out of your seat and help her.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you not help? That's the thing. I think that's what this guy, Decker, was talking about. Yep. All right. Food for thought for sure. 48 after the hour.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Oh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About things that are important in the medical profession, Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're very happy to have him as a participant of the Good Day program and Good Day Health. Spends a lot of time talking with you about supplements. He's a Nuka chiropractor, so also about adjusting the upper part of your cervical spine. He has so much success with that. Thousands of people in Salt Lake City go to see Jack every year to get relief, and that's really corrections and relief. And he's also a GAPS practitioner, so he knows a lot about what you put into your body, which first has to go down into your stomach. And if you don't have a good, healthy stomach, hoo-ha, look out below. And so one of the things that he and I have been talking about, and we do all the time, we talk off the air, on the air, about various things from Standard Process, because that is the number one supplement line in the country, because it's all their products, 100 or so of them, are made from whole food. There's nothing except food, and that's nature's balance in a manner of speaking. Pardon the pun, I'm using the name of another not so good but highly touted supplement line. But this is all about food, and you are what you eat. So isn't it the expression is that food is medicine, right?
I mean, that's really the bottom line. What's his Edison? Edison was really big about that about 130 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That food is your medicine and medicine is your food.
Yeah.
A kind of a thing that nature's storehouse that Mother Nature presented you with is primarily, the beginning and the end of health of the human body, and as it's centered in the gut, as you said a minute ago.
So it isn't likely that a spoonful of sugar will make the medicine go down or be that good for you. But sounds good when Julie Andrews sings it, right? Spoonful of sugar.
Especially considering the source. I mean, Mary Poppins, how could she be wrong?
How can that be wrong? Exactly. All right, let's talk about magnesium. We talk about minerals often. I just bought 8 tons of bagged minerals that I'm going to mix with my compost to enhance some land that I'm planting on the farm. And there's a lot of stuff that I guess I'd forgotten, although I talk about it when we have Warren Eckstein here talking about minerals and stuff that he creates in his, he has a special line like you do. You have the stuff at Forbidden Doctor that you've created yourself for your patients. Warren Eckstein has things for the dog, hugs and kisses, which, by the way, has a lot of the same minerals and vitamins in the product as you talk about here. The stuff that's good for us apparently is good for our dogs, too.
Yeah,
cats.
Imagine that. Imagine
right.
that. Imagine
anyway.
All mammals have a very similar physiology. All of
mm-hmm.
them do.
Yeah.
Even though there's some changes here and there. We need the same minerals.
Yep. All right, magnesium is one of them. You have done a study, a deep dive into magnesium. What did you find?
Well, you don't need very much. But you need magnesium. There's so many things, neurotransmitters, serotonin, GABA, glutamate, things that speed us up, things that slow us down are magnesium dependent. And we also know from various studies, peer-reviewed studies, depression, anxiety, stress, and attention deficit activity, hyperactivity disorder, Alzheimer's, cognitive aging are all associated with decreased levels of magnesium in the body. And too much magnesium... the reason we put magnesium in laxatives is because with all the other things magnesium does, it also relaxes smooth muscle tissue, which is what your colon and the rectum are all comprised of, smooth muscle, not hard skeletal muscle.
So you'll notice how much more effective I was at getting the message across. I just said it helps your pooper duper.
That's
and you're
right.
going into this long, lengthy thing.
So, well, I'm out in the weeds again. I understand.
No, but it's good because if people ought to know this.
If you're going to get too much, don't go too far away from the bathroom.
No.
But by the same token, you still need some. And one of the best sources of magnesium is our green plants, the green plants that we eat. Mm-hmm. The magnesium is the heart and core of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll, of course, is the green aspect of the vegetables that we're eating. And when we don't get enough of that, then we can have some stuff that upsets our mental balance and causes a bunch of other problems. But you don't need much, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I take something called magnesium lactate. I just take a couple of them a day, and they keep the old pooper, whatever you called it, running just fine.
So what happens? There's another product that I have. Through standard process called Easy Mag.
That's one of the best.
Green. Which is better, magnesium lactate or Easy Mag?
No, Easy Mag. Easy Mag. Easy Mag. Absolutely. Because there's other things in
green. But I don't want to talk too much about how smooth the skin is in my colon, but I think it must be okay because everything works.
At least once a day.
Yes, let's hear it for once a day. Every day you should have yourself a good old poop. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from Good Day Health.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.